Ako po si Dexter Reyes, nagsisilbing one of the pastoral assistant ng Crossroad Church. And good evening again. Most of us living in a daily, usual routine sa ating buhay, ang karamihan sa atin pumupunta sa office using the same road, driving, nakasakay sa bus, or even sa train. Repeating the same routine every day from many years at paulit-ulit lang. Or if ikaw na kayo na nasa bahay, ang daily routine natin ay yun, luto sa umaga, pasok ang mga kids sa school, linis ng bahay, luto sa tanghali, pahinga, TV, internet, luto sa gabi, rest, tapos tulog na. And then, na at least na siya sa kanyang sitwasyon bilang shepherd. And very simple na kanyang buhay, wake up, tend the flocks, go back before sunset, then finally sleep and repeat again the same thing the next day. And so for him, no hassle, no problem, no worries, a simple life. Yung dating buhay ni Moses sa Egypt, para sa kanya is just a happy memory na lang ito. Dahil 40 years ago, he's a prince of Egypt, the mightiest kingdom on earth during his time. He's powerful, he's rich, he's respected by anyone. But now, para sa kanya, it's just once upon a time of my life. And at the age of 80, hindi na siya nag-expect ng changes sa kanyang buhay. Until one day in the wilderness of Midian, something caught his eyes. A burning bush that will forever change his life. God called Moses. And when God called, He prepared the person for the task. At yung po ang ating main point natin sa gabing ito. When God called us, He will change us, be with us, and will empower us. Three lessons we can learn from this passage. When God called us, He will be with us, which covers the first chapter, verses 1 to 6. And second point is when God said, send us, He will be with us. Yung second paragraph, verses 7 to 12. And yung third point is when God empower us, He will reveal Himself to us. Sa last paragraph. Now, before we proceed, let's have a brief background ng ating passage. Nagkaroon ng famine sa Canaan, kaya ang tribo ng Israel ay pumunta sa Egypt dahil doon lang may supply ng pagkain. And yet for how many years, hundreds of years in Egypt, God blessed them at dumami sila. At dahil sa pagdami nila, sa isip ng mga Egyptian, sila ay threat sa kanilang existence, kaya nagbigay ng utos ang Pharaoh na to kill all these newborn babies na Israelites. Ngunit, itinakas si baby Moses ng kanyang ina at nilagay siya sa isang basket at pinalutang siya sa Nile River. Moses was found by Pharaoh's daughter at siya ay inadopt bilang his own dear son. Nung si Moses ay malaki na, siya ay nakapatay ng isang Egyptian dahil sa pagdedepensa sa isang Hebrew. And so sa takot ni Moses sa Pharaoh, siya ay tumakas sa Egypt until it end up in the land of Midian. At doon na tumanda si Moses sa Midian at doon na rin siya nag-asawa. At ang trabaho niya ay isang shepherd for the last 40 years. And now, first point, when God called us, He will change us. Yung setting ng story na to is in Mount Horeb. It is the same mountain or Mount Sinai, the holy mountain of God, kung saan si Moses binigay ng Panginoong ang Ten Commandments of God, which mangyayari yun 40 years later. And for the last 40 years, Moses was gazing his flock in the wilderness. At malamang alam niya ang bawat lugar dito, kung saan magandang damo, kung saan ang water hole. And the only thing unusual niya sigurong na-encounter ay kapag may mga snakes or may mga wild animals na nag-aatake sa kanyang mga flocks. But one day, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of bush. Sabi sa verse 2. Now, normal lang makakita si Moses ng bush sa wilderness, but one thing that caught his eyes ay itong bush na to ay umaapoy. At hindi lang yun, hindi lang siya umaapoy kasi itong burning bush ay hindi nakukonsume, hindi nasusunog. Kaya lumapit siya to have a closer look. And then the Lord, angel of the Lord called him. And from that moment, the monotonous life of Moses changed. Note that this angel of the Lord appeared before to Abraham, to Hagar, to kay Jacob. But if you will notice kung ano ang sinasabi ng mga nakaka-encuentro ng angel of the Lord. First is, when Hagar was in the wilderness, the angel of the Lord promised her, "I will greatly multiply your descendants that they cannot number for multitudes." At ang reply ni Hagar, "You are the God of seeing." Another is, when Abraham about to sacrifice his son Isaac, the angel of the Lord called him to stop him. At ang sabi ng angel of the Lord, "Now I know that you fear God, seeing that you withheld your own son, your only son, from me," sabi ng angel of the Lord. And now, when Jacob saw the angel of the Lord in his dream, ang sabi ng angel of the Lord, "I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and made a vow of me." And so, mapapansin natin that in most cases, when the angel of the Lord appear, it shows that this person is a divine being, and the people respond that they know that they are talking to God Himself. But, in some cases, itong phrase, when you see the phrase, "an angel of the Lord," is used, it simply refers to created angels with a message from God. And so, itong understanding na to, this theological principle is called theophanes. The angel of the Lord who appeared in human being for a period of time in the Old Testament is specifically God the Son in His pre-incarnated stage. Notice also that God appeared in the form of flame of fire. Bakit God chosen fire to represent Him instead of any other substances? Probably because fire describes God's incommunicable attributes. For example, God is infinite, immensity, omnipresent, which means that He is uncontainable or cannot be limited by space. Katulad ng fire, He cannot be contained sa man-made materials. Another example is God is immutable, meaning He cannot change His essential attributes. Katulad ng fire, which does not change His material composition, and parati tong it will always remain as fire. Another example is God's holiness. He will remain untouchable. Tulad ng fire, even if we attempt na ilagay ito sa container, the container burns, hindi po ba? Katulad ng holiness ng Panginoon. Now, just imagine kung ang Panginoon ay gagamit ng ibang material to describe Himself, katulad ng clay, water, wood. This kind of material can be controlled by man, and we can control even the shape and size. And therefore, we can dictate who God is. Hindi po ba? But God's intention in this passage is to describe Himself na siya ay uncontrollable, independent, and untouchable by anyone or anything. Kaya, sa verse 5, God warned Moses and said, "The place you are standing is a holy ground." Now, wala namang holy sa lugar na yon at yung burning bush, ngunit every time God appear, the place become holy. God demand respect and reverence He deserves since Siya ang creator ng buong universe. Kaya nararapat lang tanggalin ni Moses ang kanyang sandalas to show respect. Notice, nagpakita rin ng love ang Panginoon dahil God warned Moses na huwag masyadong lumapit dahil baka siya masunog ng nagliliyab na burning bush. But the truth is, baka siya mamatay sa holiness ng Panginoon. No mortal man can withstand the holiness of God because man are all sinners. Only God is holy. Sabi nga ni A.W. Pink, God's holiness is the sum of all moral excellence is found in Him. Holiness is the very excellence of His divine nature. Sabi sa verse 6, takot na takot si Moses nung nalaman niya na ang kausap niya ay ang Diyos mismo, kaya Moses hid his face. Siya ay natakot nung nalaman niya at na-realize niya that he was talking to the father of to the God of his forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ibig sabihin, he was talking to Lord God Himself. And this sin repeated again after 40 years. Moses met God again in the same mountain, but this time, ang tawag na dito ay Mount Sinai. This event is when God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. Noong pababa si Moses sa Mount Sinai, the people cannot withstand yung holiness na dala ni Moses at kaya tinakpan ang kanyang muka kasi nagre-reflect ang glory ng Panginoon sa mukha ni Moses. But here's the cool part. After 1,500 years from this sin, for the third time, the Lord and Moses meet again. Moses will meet again the Lord, this time with Elijah. But this time, the people who witnessed that event ay hindi nasilaw sa glory ng Panginoon. Siguro, you know what I'm trying to say? Remember sa Mark chapter 9, the transfiguration of Moses, of Elijah and Jesus? Si Peter, James, John ba hide their faces? No, they see the glory of Jesus. You know why? Because the law of Moses condemns, but the grace of God through Jesus saves. Wow! What an amazing truth, hindi po ba? Sabi sa Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Now, maaaring noong early days ni Moses sa wilderness, is thinking this way, "Panginoon, hindi po ba ako yung tumulong sa Israelite? Then bakit ako ang nasa exile ngayon? why I'm a sojourner in this land, why I am now only a shepherd in Midian. Kapatid, probably we are in the same state like Moses right now. And we're asking God, Lord, bakit nasa akin lahat ng workload? Samantalang ang mga katrabaho ko, konti lang ang mga load nila. Lord, why is my salary cut? Hindi po, alam nyo naman na maliit na sweldo ko. Lord, bakit ako nawala ng trabaho? I'm the most hardworking, di ba? And maybe we're questioning God, why my loved ones get infected in this COVID pandemic? Lord, may ginawa ba akong masama? Alam mo naman na wala kaming enough funds para tulungan ang aming mga kamag-anak na may COVID sa Pilipinas. Lord, bakit ako naghihirap ng ganito? Hindi mo ba ako mahal? Maybe that's God's plan sa buhay mo, kapatid. For us to suffer during this time. You know why? So that we can minister to others who will go through the same suffering we are experiencing right now. Remember, God's plan always works together for good. Maturity in faith is not based on how many Bible verses you know, nor how good are you in theology, or even the number of people you help. Maturity in faith is that you truly trust God even in hard times. That even in your sickness, in your agonizing physical pain, in death of loved ones, when you have nothing, and in your deepest suffering, you know that God will never leave you and nor forsake you. Kapatid, maybe ang sagot sa problema mo ay hindi ang prayer request mo. Maaring ang tunay na sagot sa problema mo ay makilala mo ang Panginoon kung sino talaga siya. Maaring God is allowing us to suffer because He loves us to grow in faith even through this suffering. Maaring tinawag ka ng Panginoon for a bigger role. That is why changing your character, kaya binabago. Pag-isipan mong mabuti, kapatid. Dahil kapag ikaw ay tinawag ng Panginoon, babaguhin ka niya. Now, after God called Moses, He will send him to rescue His people, which is ang ating second point. When God send us, He will be with us. In verse 7 to 8a is a fulfillment of God's promise. Remember when God made a covenant with Abraham? In Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 14, God promised to Abraham the very same thing what's happening to them in Egypt. And now, sa verse 8 to 10, ay confirmation ng covenant promise ni Lord kay Abraham sa Genesis 15, verse 18. And this promise is to be fulfilled sa panahon ni Moses after 400 years. In Genesis chapter 11, Moses said, "Who I am that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Alam ni Moses that napakabigat na decision ang gagawin niya. Kaya malamang maraming bagay ang naglalaro sa kanyang isipan. Alam niya na ang idedepensa niya ay isang slave nation lang Israel laban sa great power ng Egypt. Natatakot si Moses sa Pharaoh dahil alam niya na ito ay isang kinukonsidered na God sa Egypt. Alam niya rin na siya ngayon ay isa na lang siyang shepherd. Hindi na siya ang anak ng Pharaoh's daughter who has power to influence. Alam niya rin na hindi siya magaling magsalita. At alam niya rin na siya ay 80 years old na at wala nang enough physical strength to do the task. Nung bata ako, my dad gave instruction to wash our car every Sunday. So, matapos kong maglinis ng kotse, ay tuwan-tuwa ako kasi para sa akin, ito'y isang malaking achievement. And so, pagkatapos kong maglinis, lalabas na ako para maglaro. But my dad will go again, lilinisin ulit yung kotse para tunay na maging malinis. Later, my dad will tell me, "Good job, anak." But in reality, it is my dad who really done the job. Hindi po ba? Our Father's heaven is like that. He gave us tasks to perform, but in real sense, in real spiritual sense, it is a joint task ng God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And yet, God is pleased sa ating work. At ganun din sa ating passage, sa story ng buhay ni Moses, kung inyo ating mapapansin, it is truly God who accomplished the work. And yet, Moses was considered by the Jew as the pillar of faith. And even in the New Testament, he was considered the faithful servant of God. Kaya kapatid, kapag sinabi ng Panginoon that I will be with you, then it is a guarantee that in a truest sense that He is the one who is going to accomplish the work na binigay sa'yo. Maaring we're still doubting our spiritual giftings at natatakot tayo to serve God. Ang iba sa atin ay nahihiya to step up to serve God through church ministry. Maaring nahihiya, natatakot o nag-aalala. Nahihiya dahil ayokong makita ng ibang tao. Kapatid, hindi naman ang tao ang pagsisilbihan mo talaga dito, di ba? Ang Panginoon naman. Natatakot dahil baka anong sabihin ng mga ibang tao sa akin. Kapatid, hindi naman ikaw ang bida sa ministering to. Si Kristo lang ang bida. Nag-aalala, baka magkamali. Alam mo, nangyari na sa akin to dati, nung first time ko mag-service lead sa Redeemer Church, kinakabahan ako, baka ako magkamali. Pero ang sabi sa akin ni Pastor Glenn Jones, magandangan magkamali ka sa iyong ministry role. Nang malaman mo na ang ministry ay grasya lang ng Panginoon at hindi ito product ng iyong talent. A lot of us ay natatakot na mag-share ng gospel sa ibang tao. A lot of us natatakot mag-share ng ibang gospel sa ibang tao or mag-disciple ng ibang kapatiran or even turuan ang ating mga anak about God. Katulad ni Moses, we assume a lot sa ating buhay. We always reason to ourselves that we don't know how to speak in public. Pero sa kwentuhan ng mga friends mo, ikaw parati ang bangka. We don't have time to study the teaching materials for discipleship, pero meron kang time na magubos ng oras sa internet, manood sa YouTube, at mag-like sa Facebook. Hindi po ba? We don't have theological knowledge. Hindi ba the church are giving free theological training katulad ng ating systematic theology class and now Christian ethics? Sinasabi natin minsan, mababa lang pinag-aralan ko, hindi ako mayaman, hindi ako marunong mag-English. Hindi naman nire-require ng Bible ang mga ito for you to share the gospel. But the truth of the matter is that you are not capable of doing work. The truth is, hindi natin talaga priority ang salita ng Diyos sa ating buhay. Hindi po ba? Sapagkat if we truly enjoying God, it will overflow sa ating buhay, sa ating gawa, sa ating kilos, sa ating salita. Bukang bibig natin ang kabutihang ginawa ng Kristo sa atin. Sa lahat ng tao, sa ating kapamilya, sa ating kamag-anak, sa kapatiran, sa kaopisina mo, sa mga nakakasabay mo sa train, sa mga nakakasabay mo sa bus, at sa labas ng kwarto mo. Kapatid, panahon na to check your heart if your heart is truly still with the Lord. Baka ang puso mo ay punong-puno na ng kolesterol, ng kasalanan. Mag-ingat ka dahil ang hindi healthy na puso, ang kasunod niyan ay atake. Atake ng kalaban at pagsubok ng Panginoon upang ibalik ka sa Kanya. Maybe tinawag ka ng Panginoon to serve Him, ngunit ikaw ay nagdududa sa iyong isipan na kaya mong gawin ang mga bagay nito. Remember, when God send you, He will be with you. Now, after Moses hesitantly agreed to obey God, now God will reveal Himself to encourage him, which is ang ating third point. When God empower us, He will reveal Himself to us. Verse 13 is a critical question for Moses, and God knows. Alam ni Moses na napakabigat ng role na gagampanan niya, and so, critical para kay Moses na magkaroon siya ng full confidence who God is. At otherwise, kapag nagkaroon siya ng doubt, he might not fulfill his mission. Kaya ang sabi sa verse 14, God did not only reveal His name, but even His very essence. And the Lord said, I am who I am. I love watching movies, and one of my all-time favorite is yung Lord of the Rings movies. In medieval times, kapag ang bayan natin is going for war, the king usually made a rallying speech. So kung napanood nyo yung Lord of the Rings, yung King of Gondor will give a rally speech. At pagkatapos ng speech nito, yung mga soldiers will go berserk and ready to charge and die. Then the king will make a final shout to the victorious dead, attack. And so, when God described Moses, yung kanyang essence, yung kanyang name, para kay Moses, ito yung rally call. Kaya handa na si Moses to face the task that is very difficult. Now, yung phrase, I am who I am, ay punong-puno ng meaning. I hope napansin nyo na ito ay nakasulat in all capital letters dahil in Hebrew language, ito rin ay naka-capital letters. Why? Because this is a title of God. Now, God revealed Himself to Moses by this word, I am who I am. Dahil this phrase is one of the most profound statements of God in the Old Testament. For it contains the central truth concerning the very nature and character of God. Ngunit, ano ba talaga ang ibig sabihin nito? Alam ng Panginoon that our mind cannot fully comprehend this very essence, kaya He used the simple words, I am who I am. But still, what does it mean? Now, subukan nating intindihin the incomprehensibility of God. So, John Piper tried to explain the phrase, I am who I am. He said that God is absolute being in everything. God is everlasting. Ibig sabihin, God has no beginning nor end. For God eternally exists. God is self-existing. Only God exists by itself, and all other beings exist of something. Ibig sabihin, before the creation, there is no universe. There's only God. Absolute independent. God depends on nothing, but everything depends on God. God is constant. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Ibig sabihin, no progress in God. Dahil absolute perfection cannot be improved. Now, I hope itong mga explanation kong sinabi ngayon, hindi nag-explode ang anyong utak right now. And siguro naman, now we na-realize na natin kung bakit God described Himself, I am who I am. Because kahit paliwanag niya, hindi natin makokomprehend. Sinabi ulit ng Panginoon, the word I am after 1,500 years when the Lord became flesh. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 58, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Ego emi in Greek. The very word na ginamit ng Panginoon when the Lord revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush. Jesus claiming that He is the Lord, the one talking to Moses dun sa burning bush. And the Pharisee who is expert of the law, of the Torah, know that Jesus, alam nila kung anong sinasabi ni Jesus. And for this reason, they want to kill Jesus by stoning to death because it's a blasphemy. It's a blasphemy to claim that you are the Lord, the God of the universe. Jesus did not lie nor make any story. For He is truly the I Am, the Lord, the Son of God. Kaya in verse 15, God finally revealed Himself in the name of the Lord in all capital letters. And this is my name forever, sabi niya. And thus I am to be remembered throughout all generation. Now, for time's sake, we will no longer explain the theology of the word Lord since na-explain ko na to sa previous preaching. Our God is a holy God. And in His holiness, He don't want to see yung mga impurities in His presence. Kaya nga, He asked Moses na alisin ang kanyang sandals. Ngunit ang tunay na ayaw ng Panginoon ay ang mga kasalanan ng tao. Ayaw niyong makita ito. Ngunit ang problema, ang lahat ng tao ay makasalanan sa mata ng Diyos. All men are sinners because of Adam's sin. And ang totoo, walang nagsisik sa Panginoon sapagkat tayo ay lahat nagre-rebelde sa Kanya. But here's the good news. God is also a loving God. Sa ating story, kaya pinakita niya ang kanyang pagmamahal ng pagtawag niya kay Moses to rescue His people dahil mahal niya ito. But now, God sent His Son, His own very dear Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross upang pagbayaran ang ating kasalanan and resurrected after 3 days so that we could be with Him again. Kaibigan, pakinggan mo ang mabuting mensaheng ito dahil ito ay para sa iyo. God is offering you His Son, Jesus Christ, to be your Savior. Himingi ka ng kapatawaran sa iyong kasalanan and have faith in Jesus Christ and God will save you. Para kay Moses, napaka-critical na makilala who truly God is. And for us, followers of this present age, time, it is critically important that we know the identity of God, Jesus. Why? Because Christian walk is very hard. As long as we are in the flesh, in some point of time, we will play failed. At kapag malinaw, kapag hindi malinaw ang ating pagkakilala sa Panginoon, kapag ikaw ang nag-fail, it will have a devastating effect. When it seems that our Christian walk sometimes is a failure, tayo ay nadadapa sa kasalanan at feeling natin na hindi na tayo pleasing sa mata ng Panginoon. At dahil dyan, tayo ay nahihiya mag-pray. At dahil dyan, ayaw nating makihalubilo sa fellow believers. And even sometimes, we are planning not to attend the church. Kapatid, remember this truth. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Kapatid, stand up, examine yourself, and look to Jesus. Dahil kung anumang kasalanan ang meron ka sa puso mo ngayon, God already been addressed by the person of Jesus Christ. Because there is no more condemnation who are in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the Lord revealed Jesus to us to empower us sa ating Christian walk. Finally, ang ating passage ay nagbigay assurance kay Moses to perform the task given to him. At ganun din ang ating sa ating mga present believers. That even in suffering, in persecution, even in death, that there is a God who is I am who I am. The God of Moses, who described himself as the great I am, has finally come in the flesh 2,000 years ago. And he described himself that I am the bread of life. I am the life, the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the vine. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the great I am of the Old Testament. He is the promised Savior that will save His people. At even in sa huling pahina ng ating Biblia, in the book of Revelation, Jesus made the promise. At ang promise yan, He said that, surely I am coming soon. When our Lord Jesus returned, we believers will be finally with Him forever. At tayong mga resurrected being will worship Jesus forever and will say, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing. Amen and amen. Church, God called us as He will change us, send us, and empower us. Let's pray. O Lord, maraming salamat na binigyan mo kami ng tsansa to know you, that you are the great I am who saved us. And thank you for the work of your Son, Christ Jesus, that we are worthy to be called your Son. Let this truth remain in our heart and give encouragement for this week. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.